You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. As you heard at the top of the show, Brussels, Belgium has been on lockdown for the past 3 days because of what authorities call a serious and imminent threat of a terror attack. Public transit, schools, theaters, museums, and shopping malls, all of those are closed. And it's unclear when the threat might actually be lifted and what economic impact the shutdown will have on the city and the EU. The BBC's Alex Forsyth is in Brussels right now. Alex, thanks for joining us.
No problem.
So what does it look like in Brussels right now? I imagine the streets are very quiet.
Yeah, it's a very strange atmosphere here, really. You know, remember that this city is normally a working city, a really functional city. But right now, it really is quiet. I think that's the thing you notice most. I mean, I'm looking out the window now, just outside the European Commission, which is obviously one of the central buildings in this European bit of Brussels. And you'd expect normally to see dozens of people making their way home, waiting for buses, that kind of thing. And I can see right now, one person on the street. So I think a lot of people are heeding the advice of the authorities to stay in. There's not everybody. I mean, of course, some people are determined to go about their business as usual, but it's definitely quieter. And that means there's a real kind of tension in the air, a really nervous atmosphere here.
I'm sure. And can you tell me what, if anything, you've seen that is open today?
Well, there are still restaurants and cafes that are open, but they're very different. I went into one cafe, which is normally a huge queue where you have to pay to get your lunch. And, you know, I got to the counter really quickly. Yesterday, you know, I went to a really popular cafe for a coffee and it's got these huge windows that look out onto the street. And normally you can't get a table near the windows, but I was able to sit right in one because there are just fewer people around. At the same time, you know, there are plenty of people that you speak to that say, yeah, I am nervous. I am worried about this, but it's not going to stop me going to work. We don't know how long this heightened security will last. So, you know, if I stop living my life now, then it may be that that runs into days or even weeks or longer.
Well, and like you said, there's no sense of when things might get back to normal. How much, it's obviously hard to estimate now, but if you can guess, how much damage might this do over time to the Belgian economy?
You know, there are people that have suggested that the authorities are doing this as a show of strength to show that they can respond to these kind of threats, that they've got the power to do so and that they're putting the safety of the citizens first. But actually, you can't imagine that the authorities would be doing this unless they had genuine cause to believe there was a real threat because of the damage to the economy. You know, shops, businesses, bars closed. Brussels has a huge tourist economy as well. And you think this, we're now on Monday, there may be people reconsidering trips for the weekend and perhaps even further beyond. So the economic and reputational damage that this could do are significant. But it's down to the individuals to make the choice about what they do with that information. There are some people that are saying, look, I feel safer to stay at home. There are others saying the only way that I can defeat this terror is to go out and carry on my business regardless. And that to them is their way of standing up to the threat.
Mm-hmm. And then there are some who are sending cat tweets. I cannot let you go without talking about the cat tweets. Yeah. What was that about? A small bit of rebellion, yes.
Absolutely right. So Brussels has obviously been the focus of much fairly intense police activity, not just in the past few days, right the way back to the days after the attacks in Paris, but this weekend in particular. So there were a number of raids in the city last night, and people on social media were tweeting movements of the authorities. Now, the police asked them not to for operational reasons, i.e. don't give too much away about what exactly we're doing, because obviously they were hoping to make some arrests and do some searches of properties. Now, in response, Twitter did what Twitter does well. So instead of tweeting details about what the police were up to, people started tweeting pictures of cats. So this hashtag Brussels lockdown became taken over with images of cats. And that is, in a way, I guess, some small defiance saying, look, you may have changed our city for the last few days, but you won't change us permanently. We still have a sense of humour and we're still prepared to put that out there.
That's Alex Forsyth from the BBC joining us from Brussels. Alex, thank you so much.
Thank you.